In our previous devotional, we showed that God has foretold of the formation of world government, something like the United Nations. And God specified that this would be a gathering of God-rejecting wicked nations. And we see this happening right now before our eyes. But the fact is, several major specific aspects and characteristics of this final world government was detailed in the Bible, and each is another piece of evidence for the divine authorship of the Bible. And if the Bible was written by God, then obviously that is evidence for God. And one of the most fascinating facts about the end time world government is that it will reject the nation of Israel from among its ranks. This was predicted in Numbers 23:9. "For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations." Now those are words spoken by Balaam, but he's just repeating the words that God gave him to speak. The context is the nation of Israel. Balaam was looking down from up on a mountain on the tribes of Israel who were encamped below. Balak, the king of the Moabites, wanted Balaam to curse Israel, but Balaam could only speak the words that God gave him to speak. And when Balaam spake, he not only blessed Israel, but gave prophecies about how things would end for Israel in the last days. And here he clearly says that Israel, quote, shall not be reckoned among the nations. Now, just the fact that Israel exists as a nation in the last days is a whole other prophecy fulfilled, and that serves as evidence for God. But we'll stick to this particular point. God said in the last days, Israel would not be reckoned among the nations. To be reckoned means to be counted among, figured, or included with. Where I come from, you'd hear people say things like, "Well, I reckon I ought to eat something." Why? Because he figured, he considered and figured out that he's hungry, and that hungry feeling could only be taken care of by eating something. So this prophecy is telling us that Israel will not be reckoned or accepted among the nations. There would be no diplomatic recognition, no ambassadors, no embassies of other countries in Israel, and no seat at UN sessions or councils. Now, it's true that Israel is in the United Nations at the moment, but we can see the Numbers 23:9 prophecy is taking shape. Nearly 30 nations in the UN already refuse to recognize Israel, and many of those who do are part of factions that are ready to pull their recognition at any moment. All but a handful of UN member nations are wildly anti-Israel. Since the creation of the UN Human Rights Commission, nearly half of its resolutions condemn Israel. In other words, the UN has condemned Israel as much as they've condemned the other 164 nations combined. Israel is the most condemned nation in the UN. And once the rapture happens, support for Israel will be cut in half in America, and it will be really depleted around the globe. At that point, we will see the rest of the Bible prophecies about Israel coming to pass. Matthew 24, Revelation 12, Psalm 2, Romans 11, 25-27, and elsewhere will be fulfilled as the entire world community of nations turns against Israel, as Zechariah 14:2 says, "For I will gather all nations," in other words, the United Nations, "against Jerusalem to battle." For those with eyes to see and ears to hear, the current events surrounding the nation of Israel and the rest of the nations are like handwriting on the wall. And seeing Bible prophecy coming to pass before our eyes, we have all the evidence for God that any sane, intelligent person needs, and then some.